It was a chaotic scene on Thursday when lawmakers jumped into a fist fight after one group accused the other of a plot to remove Speaker Kofar. The incident, which disrupted the legislative session, took place between a group of lawmakers from the ruling Unity Party and the former ruling Coalition for Democratic Change CDC Party. Representative Yan Flomo read the 6-count petition to remove the speaker, including conflict of interest.
The speaker's action of unilaterally creating new committees in various departments in the House of Representatives without the approval of the plenary, the highest decision-making body, renders him administratively incompetent of presiding over the Honorable House of Representatives. Now, therefore, upon our approbation as the below signature that the Speaker of the House of Representatives, J. Furani Kofar, be exposed to a vote of non-confidence, and if the process goes through, he be removed.
Representative Marvin Cole, who led the opposing bloc in support of the speaker, tells the VOA that the other lawmakers are proceeding unlawfully.
But resolution is not the process, it's not the only process to remove speaker. The law is clear. Article 38 states, any rule that you adapt, any of the chambers adapt to govern there, it should be in conformity with the Constitution of the Republic of Liberia. Constitution of the Republic states, Article 38, that you should give every individual due process. You are presumed innocent until proven guilty.
Reports in the local media said that each of the lawmakers received $15,000 to sign the resolution to remove the speaker. Former President George Weah has condemned the alleged plot, calling it undemocratic. Eugene Namwe is the chief of staff in the office of former President Weah.
Former President Weah issued a statement merely to condemn the use of government money to illegally try to remove Speaker Kofar so as to advance the selfish interests of the Unity Party. This is a threat to democracy, so the former president is again sounding a caveat, not just to the UP, but to the Liberian people, that Liberia has a teeming democratic system, and we all should do whatever it takes to preserve it.
Deputy Information Minister Daniel Sando tells the VOA that former President Weah's comment is misleading, noting that the Bwaka administration is not involved.
The accusation coming from the CDC are completely disrespectful, preposterous, and unfounded. The Bwaka-led administration is more focused on very important matters confronting the country at this time. The government is absolutely not connected to any plot that is being effectuated on Capitol Hill as far as the removal of the Speaker of the House of Representatives is concerned.
The incident has sparked a heated discussion across the country. Some speculate that the plot to remove Speaker Kofar is due to his recent quest to audit the House of Representatives. Others think that Kofar, as an opposition speaker, has become too close to President Bwaka instead of opposing him. For Daybreak Africa, I'm Denise Nipson in Monrovia, Liberia.